The Travel Olympics. Best cities, most idyllic islands, favorite festivals. As Paris welcomes the 2024 Olympic Games, we present our own medal winners.
Best city, Sydney. Other cities have more history and heritage, but Sydney gets our gold medal because it feels like the future. While it was always a fantastic city to live in, thanks to its climate and beautiful beaches, Bondi Beach and Bronte Beach, something new has happened to the place recently. There was an explosion of creativity and energy after it was finally released from an exceptionally long 4-month COVID lockdown. New bars and restaurants, a booming music and art scene, and streets that are more alive than ever. Sydney mixes being a very modern metropolis with keeping a relaxed village vibe in its different neighbourhoods. It offers a way of life that most of us would love to have, living outdoors with temperatures almost never below 18 degrees Celsius, eating food from all over the world, a culture of health and fitness you won't find anywhere else, and national parks right outside the city. Seriously, what city can beat that?
Tokyo. Tokyo very nearly beat Sydney. Despite being one of the biggest and most densely packed cities in the world, it is clean, safe, the people are incredibly polite, and the transport system is fantastic. A patchwork of contrasting neighborhoods, the city mixes hyper-modernity with deep tradition and cutting-edge architecture, alongside a profound love of nature. Despite Japan's conformist culture, Tokyo has a surprising number of niche subcultures and bizarre trends. They are obsessives. There is a shop that sells nothing but salt, for instance, and a bookshop that only sells one title at a time. Only Tokyo is that magnificently weird. Oh, and according to the Michelin Guide, it has the best food in the world.
Copenhagen. The Danes are a sensible people. They're not flashy. They're not out to impress you with style like the Romans or lay on the charm like the Parisians. But they do know what makes a good city, which is why Copenhagen regularly tops lists of the happiest cities and best places in the world to live. They've got a great work-life balance, gender equality, and they've made the best of a cold, wet, and windy climate by developing a culture of hygge, which roughly translates as a mix of coziness and well-being. Life in Copenhagen is all about being snug and warm with big, baggy jumpers and woolly socks, fur rugs, and smelly candles.